All right, riddle me this, Kev. What's one of the first upgrades you should do to your vehicle? What is it? What do you go for?
Well, you might think power, but ultimately, from a smart and safe perspective, definitely the brakes.
Yeah, no doubt. Upgraded braking system can really transform a vehicle's performance and honestly give you better peace of mind behind the wheel in any situation. You know, from the track, the off-road trails, even the morning commute, every single vehicle deserves performance brakes at an affordable price.
And no matter what your vehicle or driving style, PowerStop has complete brake upgrade kits for you. So head to PowerStop.com, fill in your vehicle's information into their easy-to-use brake finder to be matched with complete kits and components that are low-dust, noise-free, and feature upgraded stopping power.
That's right. You could join the thousands of other drivers that have already transformed their vehicle into a stopping powerhouse today with PowerStop. PowerStop.com, brake upgrades made easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. And Kevin, I had to bring it back out to my shop, man.
Man.
Take a look, bro. See.
That's a great background. Anybody who's not, you know, seeing us on YouTube or whatever right now, Willie's in his other shop, which I'm kind of jealous that you have an other shop. And this one is packed. I can look over your shoulder. I see like a 56, 57. What do you got back in there?
It's 57 Chevy. That car's been in my family longer than I have. That was my dad's 57 Chevy, and my first memory is that car going down a quarter-mile racetrack. So, yeah, that car's been in my my family for a long time. Right beside me, a 73 big block four-speed Vette, all numbers matching, and the Chevelle is behind me. So, really, Chevy offering right here in this corner, but you can kind of see the corner of that 69 Super B over there.
Yeah.
Just kind of, with that nasty tease. 572. Oof. Oh, yeah, look at that over there. And just over there is a 58 Dodge, and all the Chargers make up the other row of the garage. There's probably 6-7 Dodge Chargers over there.
You got your Royale in there somewhere?
Yeah, it's right beside the 57. So you got the 57 here, the custom Royale here, then a 70 Hemi Charger, and then a 69 Dodge Charger right behind my Chevelle here, another 68 Charger beside the Hemi Charger. Then you go up a back row, and there's four cars up there, two of which are Chargers, both 70s. One of them is a Barracuda, 67 Barracuda.
Nice. I'm not sure which backdrop I like better, man, but this one is working pretty well. I got to hand it to you.
You know, I got roofers today, so there is no way I was doing it in my house garage, man. Not a chance. But this is my shop for you, if you haven't seen on the show. So this is like the showroom area, and then right behind where the computer is set up for our podcast is my parts room. And then you go another layer deep, and there's a room with a lift on it that holds a couple cars. We do a lot of the rough work in there, a lot of the welding, the torching and grinding and all the stuff. And then another room past that one with a lift in it. That's really the dry room if we need to paint or, you know, more work and wrenching and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, man, good to be back in the shop.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Well, today I am excited, man.
Well, the shop is where the person that we talk to really cuts their teeth, earn their living, man. When you think about, you know, who we're talking to today and the brand that he represents, it's a shop, guys, man. Everybody, you know, everybody knows DeWalt Tools. Everybody knows the name, has probably held those tools in their hand at one point in time and thought, man, I sure am glad I got DeWalt with me because, you know, the things get after it. We just know it for performance. You know, it's like one of those names. It's just staple with performance.
Yeah.
And yeah, they really, really have grown in the shop for sure.
And we are talking tools. Now, you know, tools are our lifeblood. You know, Will and I are building stuff all the time. Most people listening are building stuff all the time, and tools are where it's at. And I tell you, man, things have evolved so much in the last, you know, 30 years. When I got in the game, you know, I was a mechanic back through engineering school. I worked at Tuffy's. I worked this shop and that shop. You know, I built up a lot of pneumatic tools. And of course, I got tons of, you know, everything, sheet metal, welders and whatnot. But in those hand tools, right, pneumatic was where it was like, wow, you know, we're in the big leagues now. You know, I'm plugging into air. I got power. I'm zipping off bolts and fasteners. And, you know, I still have my Ingersoll Rand from 30 years ago. You know, still bang off some, you know, lug nuts and whatnot. But, You know, things right? have changed and we've evolved into these cordless tools. And oh my gosh, I was a little slow on some to dive in, but now I'm just swimming. You know, hey, like, oh man.
We've all been at least me and most people I hang out with, we occasionally hit up the LKQs of the world and the pull apart areas we do for Cars for Christmas. So we have to make those runs to the junkyard. And I'll never forget the first time I saw a dude in there ripping off lug nuts with a battery operated, like, you know, impact. I'm like, what is he? Hey, man, is that an impact you got over there? Just ripping lugs off, man. You know, just tearing them off. No pneumatic, no air, no nothing. Just over there with a battery? I'm like, shut the front door. What does he have? You know, and man, it's caught on, it's taken off, and those things are unbelievable, the power they have.
No kidding. And, you know, I got into the yellow brand, right? Everybody's got a brand for whatever reason, sure. right? It's your favorite brand, or it's what you can afford, your price point, or, you know, maybe ended up there, and now you got a bunch of them. So, you know, I bought years ago, you know, the household stuff, the skill saw, the jigsaw, all that stuff. You know, I bought all the yellow, and then I want to keep the same battery. It makes it easy, and the charger, and it's proliferated. And I've kind of gotten into their new 20-volt system. So I happen to be a yellow guy, and for me, it's convenient to have the same charger with about 5, 6, 8 batteries, and man, I can just plow. You know, I'm not figuring out what's on what charger, and I've got 6 different batteries for different stuff. But anyway, everybody's got their favorite brand, and I happen to be at a tool show. I ran into Joey Gamber from DeWalt. And, you know, having a whole bunch of these, you know, woodworking type tools, I didn't feel like there was enough offerings in the automotive. And he said, no, we got a lot of stuff going on in automotive, right? We're going to be a big player in automotive. I said, that's my game. That's my jam. I just want great automotive, also cordless tools. So we got Joey Gamber on from DeWalt, man. He's going to walk us through like this new world we're in, right? New kind of batteries, new kinds of cells, right? We're talking brushless motors and different features, right? We're not talking one for one, like replacing, like things are cooler. They do new things. So yeah. I'm pretty fired up, man. I'm all about tools.
Hey, you and me both, man. So let's get after it. Quick break. We are there. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He's Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. And we'll see you in just a minute.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He's Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. Today, we're talking tools, man. We're going to break it down in 2 segments. First part is tool, all the crazy tool technology, how things have changed. And the second part today is battery technology. And wait till you hear what's wild and changing in that regard. It's nuts how it's going. Dude, Kevin, you got to know this, man. Being in your world, battery technology, everything that's available now, it's crazy. So I'm sure you have a lot to share with us in the second part today too, man.
Yeah, no doubt, because the batteries, you know, where the power comes from. And with the new developments, new chemistries, right, the new form factors, like what shape they come in, you know, allows more energy to be had, you know, to use your tools longer, et cetera. So that's a big component. But, you know, I tell you what, I just grabbed a couple of my favorites over here, and you hit on the impact. You know, I left my pneumatic one, but this bad boy, take her anywhere and rip some metal, man. Like, this is a bad dude.
Dude, that thing will pull your teeth, man. It's crazy.
I'm usually a box checker. Like, I want to check, cool tool. I got the 700 one, and it has yet to let me down. Don't you guys make a big one, too? Like a 1200 or something crazy?
Well, actually, we just came out with a new one end of last year that has 1750 foot pounds of breakaway.
Ooh, shut so the front door! Wow.
It's the baddest boy on the market on half inch. So it has more than what you'll ever need. But if you do need it, it's there. So it's actually the new flagship, so to speak.
If you do need it, it's there. Yep. That's awesome. If you do need it, it's there.
So tell us about like just these impacts, right? Because I mentioned these tools aren't one for one anymore. Right? I have a a pneumatic one, and it can go forward and it can go reverse. And I kind of changed the setting on it, you know, more or less air on it. But on these new ones, what are some of these additional features that are, you know, just thrown in there for the measure?
Well, you know, take it back 2 seconds to your air, right? So we'll go back 30 years ago when you had a pneumatic wrench that was 350, 400 foot-pounds breakaway. You know, that was, you know, tops. And as we evolved, you know, they all got a little bit better. But everything had one, you know, one thing in common, which was they're all hooked an airline, right? So if we wanted to go do mobile service, if we needed to go do something else, we're kind of limited unless we had a compressor in the back of the truck. Well, now, with the way that these, you know, tools have evolved, and we're able to, you know, essentially have in the shop, mobile, however we need it, you know, out in the middle of a field, because, you know, these tools are used not only by us guys in the garage, but farmers, you know, construction, you know, equipment. So the first thing is going, you know, to the battery side. It makes it portable. But getting into the features now, you know, I'm going to slide this over so you guys can see it, but this is the new 961. This is our most powerful half-inch impact on the market. You know, like I said, 1,750 foot-pounds breakaway. It's 1,250 tighten or 1,200 tightening. Some of the unique features that these tools are now coming with, you know, before we were tightening something up, and, you know, if it was an air tool, depending on the amount of flow coming from the compressor, the moisture in the lines, you know, you're dealing with the rust and all that mess. You know, were we tightening it up to 100 foot-pounds? Were we getting 300 foot-pounds? You know, it was anybody's guess.
Well, I had how many Dugga Duggas?
Ugga Dugga, you know, is right.
Ugga Duggas, man. Ugga Dugga is about 350.
Yeah, and they always say that the best, you know, the best Loctite's a cross thread, but we don't want to go that route or over-tighten it. So, you know, when we look at these tools now, we build in features that give, from the guy who's a seasoned professional all the way down to someone who's just starting, you know, the availability to tailor it. And, you know, a couple of things that we offer, I'm going to see if you guys can see it here. We have the lights changing. These actually come with a feature called precision wrench. And what that allows you to do in forward, it'll actually run the fastener up, set it, and then it allows you either to keep impacting or you can go back and tighten it with a torque wrench. You know, one of my favorite things about the same feature is in reverse, when you go to break a fastener loose, we've all been there, we've, you know, pulled the trigger and the thing's running 3,000 RPMs, the lug nut goes flying across the shop, right? Well, with this...
Right into that fancy paint job.
Exactly. Or underneath the cabinet, you never find it again and it's 4:59 and we're leaving at 5. But this one has the feature where when you go hit reverse, you can hear it slow down, so it actually will break the fastener free, and it slows it down so you can actually remove it at an RPM that it, you know, you don't lose the fastener. So that gives you some additional benefit there. It also has different, you know, power settings if you need to really get after it. You know, you can turn it all the way up. But I'm going to say the most unique feature for this tool is it has an additional, you know, some people call it a turbo, some call it the nitrous setting, whatever you want to call it. But when you're breaking a fastener free, it's giving you about 80%. If it doesn't see any kind of movement in that fastener after 4.5 seconds, it bumps the power up by about 15 to 20% and gives you everything it's got. So, in essence,
let it eat.
Yeah, exactly.
These tools are smarter than I am.
Yeah, 100%. I'll agree. The thing that it, you know, that
he's pretty smart.
Is that a dig or what, man?
Nah, it's just, you know how it is. I don't ever claim to be smarter than what I'm working with, but you know there are exceptions. But you know, so like I said, some of those features that are built into these tools now, what we didn't have years ago, you know, it just makes life so much easier. And you know, if we get into this little smaller guy here, this is a 3/8. It has similar features as the large tool where we can adjust it down. It also has the feature, if I'm working on, you know, taking an intake off at work, then I can go home and flip the switch over to lag screws and I can put deck bolts in if I want to, you know. So it gives, you know, a couple different, you know, not only for the shop, but it's also for the home as well. And
you know that's been a big player and a problem for a lot of them because they're so powerful nowadays. You know, you'll go from using something in the garage to out on a deck and they'll just blow the tips off all the wood screws.
Correct.
you know, something like that if you're not careful. Yep. So, yeah, to have that adjustability, I can see why that would be a big advantage and not snapping fasteners.
Yeah, that 3/8 drive, man, it's a handy tool. I've got an older one over here. I think I got it on the desk back there. I got an older one, and, you know, it's that perfect size to do just about everything, right? You can do almost everything with that little 3/8 driver. Zip, zip, zip. You can just rip a car down. You can build a deck. And then, like you said, you need that big bad boy. You got the half incher sitting over there ready to just, you know, King Kong and snap some bolts, you know, if you had to. So
yeah,
those two alone will get you a long ways.
Correct. And, you know, if you're building your toolbox, you really need a couple essentials. And, you know, the half inch, of course, has got to be it's got to be in there. But if we're doing intakes and, you know, brake work, suspension work, I mean, this little guy here, it's 450 breakaway in a little 3/8, and it's only, you know, 4.5 inches long, about 2 inches wide. So you have the compactness of being able to get into the tight spots and with the power to do with what you need.
Did you just say 450 foot-pounds? I have a little 3/8.
450 breakaway, 300 tightening, correct.
Wow. Man, like you said, yeah. Go back to, I got like an 80-pound Ingersoll Rand half-incher in there, you know, and it was probably doing something about the same, you know. And I remember I had a little, it was a cheaper one, but I had a 3/8 pneumatic back in the day, especially in the shop doing exhaust with, you know, rusty bolts and stuff. I mean, you can snap stuff off, but let's say you wanted to keep those studs on that exhaust manifold and they were rusted on. It had hardly any torque, so I could just like, daga, 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 and just rattle that sucker until maybe it came loose. But it probably had like 8 foot-pounds. You know, this thing has 450 breakaway.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
And a compact.
Now, let me ask you, do you guys have any like smaller, like the battery-operated ratchets, the smaller type ratchets, not the handheld, but the ones you can get in and do? What are you holding up? You got it right there. They could do tighter work? Ah,
absolutely.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
So we take a peek here. This is the little, I'm going to call it the small guy. This is the 500, the DCF 500. And we developed these a little over 6 months ago, and they've been, you know, hitting the market strong. But they came with a sealed head design, which gives you a couple benefits. One, it's a gear-driven, you know, enclosed drive, so you are, you know, getting into areas where there's grease, you know, antifreeze, stuff like
that.
It kind of keeps the debris out. Also, if you guys can see like the little silver button here, go back to the pneumatic days where you actually had the little grease gun that you would lubricate, and this has that, you know, that capability. So you can do maintenance on it as well, which keeps it going. But the biggest feature for this thing is if I'm using this, and let's say, for instance, I'm going to take intake bolts loose, okay? Well, I can pop in. This is a 3/8, and I can run, you know, take them out. Then I can take and flip it. I can flip it over to a bit driver, and I can zip, you know, fasteners loose. That'd be either Torx, Phillips. So this gives you versatility. This little guy here comes with three separate anvils. You have a 3/8, a quarter, and also a bit driver anvil.
Let me tell you what I'm digging right now.
Clever.
Yeah, man. Willie, check this out. So this is my old, you know, anybody not watching, this is my old Ingersoll Rand, or Matco. I got my Matco pneumatic. And, you know, it's got the big head, big fat head on it, and it's got the 3/8 square drive on it. And on the back side, right, it's got the dial to go forward and backwards. So trying to fit this guy in tight spaces.
It always gets wedged up.
Yeah, right? Look at the one he's got. Look how thin that is for getting in tight spaces. And there's not a you know, a quarter or 3/8 or half inch square coming out. There's a hole right through the middle. There's a hole right through the middle that then you can put your bit in. You don't have to have adapters. So like if you want to, you know, go from a 3/8 to a half or a quarter, you don't have to have an adapter, and then it gets longer and longer and harder to get in places. You just pop out the thing and it stays as small as could be, and then you put in whatever drive size you want, or like he said, like for bits. Yeah.
Clever, man.
No doubt.
That's ingenuity, bro. That's ingenuity right there.
And the other thing, you were talking about your selector being here, Well, on this, the selector's here, so you don't get jammed up if you back something out and pin it against the firewall.
I said that. You know, how many times I ran that up against a heater box or, you know, brake booster or something like that.
Man, you got some smart guys over there.
The biggest thing that, as a technician, I would really appreciate is how many times have we been using that tool and break the anvil, right? And then all of a sudden we're waiting for the tool truck to come next week to get it repaired. Well, with this, if you just got a replacement anvil, all you do is push a button, pop it out, and snap a new one in, and you're back in business. You know, you're not having to wait around. So that makes life a whole lot easier. And the other thing I wanted to mention to you guys about all of these new tools we've got, the bodies of these are actually made out of glass-filled nylon versus ABS plastic now. So that is a massive plus when you're dealing with, you know, hydraulic oil, grease, brake cleaner, all that. It's chemical resistant, so it doesn't eat it. So,
well, glass-filled, too, should be much more durable and impact resistant, and that makes a tougher tool. And, you know, not having to be like the old tools that are just solid, you know, steel or aluminum.
Yep.
Like a fraction of the weight carrying
definitely
around.
Cut your weight down. That is 100% true. So.
Wow. And you're not attached. You're not, you know, you forgot. You're not tethered. You're not tethered to a, you know, a big line that you got to whip around and it's dragging over paint and all that, you know, all that stuff that you kind of forget when you're thinking about all this stuff. So a massive improvement and a lot of ingenuity in that clever guy.
Yeah, we also have the half-inch and 3/8 version, too. So this is the bigger guy here. So this is 75 foot-pounds running, and then you can actually pull it 170. You know, the nice, you know, the thing about this is if I'm zipping something loose and, oh, it's a half-inch, then I can just push the button. I can flip it over, and I can throw the 3/8 anvil in there. So really and honestly, if I had both of these ratchets, I really have almost a 5-in-1 because I've got a half inch and a 3/8 on the big guy, and then I've got, you know, the
3/8 quarter
and bit driver. Yeah. So if you guys don't have a 90-degree bit driving tool, well, you do now if you buy that, and it has enough RPMs. But these things produce a serious amount of torque. Especially with the sealed head design and the gear-driven design, it gives it so much more torque. And, you know, Kevin, like the one you're showing with the actual ratchet mechanism open exposed, you know, you lose a lot of power with that because 9 out of 10 times a little wave washer that's under there will become, you know, fatigued. Then you lose your, you know, I'm going to call it you lose your balls. But any which way, with this here, that doesn't affect it. You know, you don't lose your power, so...
Yeah, when you lose your power on these, you just go get a new battery pack.
Yeah, you go. There you go.
Right? You just grab one off the charger and you're zipping again. All right, man, we're going to take a quick break, but I got a couple favorites. We'll dive into a couple more of my favorite type of cordless tools when we come back and kind of getting some of these batteries. What's going on with these batteries, man? And where is it headed? And I tell you what, from the old original batteries, the nickel metal hydride or... Can't remember the original ones, but they didn't last but a year or two. But these ones just seem to go and go, and I'm interested to see where we're headed. So take us out, Willie. We'll come back.
For sure, no doubt, battery technology has changed everything and really probably led the rest of the technology when it comes to these power tools being held in our hands. So we'll talk about it on the way when we get back from the Two Guys Garage podcast. Quick break. He's Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. See you in just a minute. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. Fired up today, man. We're talking tools, you guys. Everybody needs a good set of tools, right? My dad's got the most awesome set of tools. We can fix anything.
Well, I tell you what, with the new tools that are out, you know, our tools are better than our dad's tools by far.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? What do you got in your box that you just love? Like, it's just, man, I love this guy. I'm so glad I have it. What would I do without it?
So many of them. Same thing with you. I got battery-held smaller ratchets, not with the power that he's talking about. I've got some of the yellow, but, you know, I got a lot of red, too. But it's one of those things where it was just easier, convenient for me. But I got a lot of the quarter-inch drive ratchets. You know, I don't have that interchangeable stuff. And, you know, some of the torque numbers I'm really loving. So maybe I'm going to be shifting that direction. but, again, big impacts, battery-held 3/8, battery-held quarter. Those are essential. The angle grinder. I got a Sawzall they use all the time, battery operated, brushless. You know, those things are just unbelievable how useful they are. And how every day out of the shop, you're in need of them. You don't realize that until you have them, but man, they really are a true necessity. And it's not just for automotive, it's for a lot of the house stuff as well.
Well, that's what I find, like the Sawzall. I mean, that's like the get out of jail card, you know, for anything.
Go to.
Right? A branch hanging over your driveway to, you know, cutting some nails to rip some studs out to, you know, sheet metal stuff. Like that thing, once the cord came off of it, to go anywhere, just to go trucking out into the woods, you know, like get yourself out of any kind of situation. And then this other one I got right here, like you mentioned, 4.5-inch angle grinder on a battery. Wow. Because, you know, you can put a cutoff wheel. So whatever, you have a bike lock, you know, like chained to something, or it doesn't matter, right? A piece of rebar sticking up. You can just head out to wherever you want, cut that sucker off. You change it. You know, I love these little sanding little flapper discs, you know, like grinding wheel on there. I mean, I use this thing all
the time. Clean up anything and everything, man.
And then, you can get these different size batteries. So this sucker, you know, I can spend an hour just grinding up stuff. And man, I got this new one the other day, 9 amp hour. Big old flex, you know, 20 volt, 64.
I'm a little jelly on that. That's a good one.
Yeah, so that, like you said, Sawzall and a 4.5-inch angle grinder, and then this little guy right here. Oops, this little guy right here. I've been wanting to get a Banfile pneumatic for a long time, and I just never did.
Look at that!
This little guy rocks, man. It's so small. So think of a little belt sander, but it's only you know, like what, 5/8 wide, and it's tiny little diameter. You know, so it's maybe 8 inches long. But you can get that sucker in anywhere, you know, like you got a spot weld, you just want to clean that thing off. You can just reach way up in there. Pff, done. You know, like cool little tool for shaping and tight little spaces. So, wow.
That's clever. I like it. That's a good one to have.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. No doubt.
Well, how long do those last in a battery for you? Because, you know, batteries kind of was the dynamic shift for me. How long a battery will last, how long, how many charges can you get on a battery before it deteriorates? You know, that's a big thing when you're shopping around. Look at some of these things, because not all tools are made the same, for sure. And battery technology is a real catastrophic failure sort of scenario when you get these tools, because batteries are so expensive nowadays. Last thing you want to do is go spend $300 on a battery when the tools cost you $99, you know? So the batteries have become way, way, way expensive.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about the evolution. So what was the last, you know, generation? I was at a 17 volt. What was the last DeWalt? Because I had a lot of those tools, and the batteries were great, but after a year or two, I'd buy a new one, and it'd be
18 volt probably.
Yeah, 18 volt. So what was the chemistry?
I had a lot of mine just die out.
Yeah, but none of these, I haven't had a single one peter out. They're just tough as nails. What did we do in batteries, Joey?
Well, let's take it back a second. You know, go back to when we first started the, you know, the revolution of going to a cordless tool, and starting out with, you know, like a nickel cadmium battery. You know, the blessing was, hey, you know, we can now charge it up, we can take it mobile, and, you know, we're not attached to a cord. The downside was you couldn't get the power and you couldn't get the runtime out of it. You know, you couldn't get the power out of it like you could a corded drill or a corded tool, and the runtime wasn't long. Step up a little bit, we go to a nickel metal hydride. Hey, we can get a little more power out of it, a little more runtime, but they were susceptible to building memory, and everyone knows, hey, I got a battery and it lasted a year and a half, and I have to charge it every 15 minutes because it'll run and then it stops. So now, you know, so now that we've all gone through those phases, you know, several, you know, after that, we've slipped into the lithium ion. And that's the technology that we're essentially running with today. You know, lithium ion gives you the benefits of extended runtime. You can get the power out of it. And, you know, even further along, you know, we were one of the pioneers in pouch cell technology, and we've actually slipped into what, you know, our Power Stack series, which is essentially the, you know, pouch cells. To give you the differences there, if we think about, you know, I'm going to hold this up for you guys to look at. You know, this is an XR battery. And it's a 5 amp hour, but it's made out of cylindrical cells. So when we think cylindrical cells, there's a ton of little AA batteries stacked in there. That's just for reference, but that's what it looks like, okay? The thing that we get out of it is, you know, you guys understand how power works. You know, you get power out of one end and it flows back to the other. So in essence, in a battery, you know, it comes out of one side and goes to the other, but that's the only points that we get the power out of it. The other thing is, if you take a look, everything in here is stacked like logs, so you've got gaps in between the spaces of where the batteries are stacked. So it, you know, essentially, if we look at this, which is that power stack, which you were showing yours, it's the same design. There's several battery, you know, several cells that are stacked in there, but you know, when we have to get more out of it, we have to stack more cells, so it really starts building, you know, not only just the weight, but also we take away a lot of space, you know, and fill it up. So with the evolution of moving to, you know, a pouch cell battery, you know, we've now come out with a power stack. Now, this is a 5 amp hour power stack. This is a 5 amp hour cylindrical cell. Still great batteries, but the evolution of how the power stack has come along and pouch cell technology, if you think about it, inside here, you've got several layers of small pouches. Let's just call them looking like tea bags, so to speak, but they're stacked all together. These things are actually connected, you know, circuit-wise on the ends, and they're laser, you know, welded together, if we want to call it. So you get a seamless connection that, you know, allows the electricity to flow a whole lot better. So let's talk about low impedance. We have a lower impedance, we get more power out of it. That's how we're able to get more power out of the power stack. The second thing, too, is it extends the life of the cell. So instead of a battery that goes through 600 to 800 charge cycles and then, oh, by the way, it's starting to fade, we can now get anywhere between, you know, I'm going to say 1,000 to 1,500 charge cycles out of the newer pouch cell. So you get a longer life. And, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, the smarts. These things are, and we'll call them intelligent batteries because there's circuitry built into this that when connected to the tool, and we slap it together, inside the tool, there's also circuitry that knows this particular battery is connected to that tool. So it allows the power level to be adjusted accordingly to the output. Let's talk about your grinder you had there. So let's back up a second and say, all right, we're going to put our standard cylindrical cell, you know, battery on that grinder. We know how a grinder operates. It uses a lot of, you know, energy. We use a lot of force when we're pushing down on something, but it also sucks the life out of the battery because we're, you know, we're generating a lot of heat. We're also, you know, I'm going to say a lot of amperage, so to speak. Well, when we put a power stack on it, the battery actually knows that it's, hey, I'm on this tool. And instead of the power coming out, going up and coming down, it actually comes out and kind of goes linear because it's a demand-based use. So as we're running that tool, it knows I need this much power, give it to me. But if we back off, it's still not supplying everything that it can. It gives it in that reserve, so that way you actually get an extended runtime out of it.
I would say that subsequently extends the battery life and longer run times, right?
Absolutely correct. So that's where we get the benefits of it. And then, you know, let's talk about this FlexVolt. So here's the unique thing about the FlexVolt. It's really a dual battery voltage. It's, you know, it's 20 and 60. You know, so what are the advantages of that? Well, you open yourself up to over the 300, you know, tools that we offer with that when you get into those different platforms that, you know, we're talking about, hey, I want to go use my string trimmer or my chainsaw or something in the yard. Well, I mean, I can take this battery off of it, bring it back into the house, and, you know, if I want to work out, I can put it on my bit driver, but it'll run my bit driver. And if it's on a, you know, a 20-volt tool, you basically triple the runtime of what the thing's rated. So if it's, you know, essentially like you had a 9-amp-hour battery there, that's really a 9-amp-hour 20-volt. It's a 3-amp-hour 60-volt is the way the voltages in the amp hours are rated on it.
Wow.
But, you know, this one I have in my hand is a 12. I've got 15s, and we've got 18s. So, and, you know, and we've actually evolved even to a little bit further because now we have a power shift battery, which was, more or less made for construction and concrete work, but it's a, I think, a 554 watt hour battery, so it's made for you running big equipment. But you can see the evolution of how all this stuff is going. So
wow. Well, I think the 2060 Flex, I mean, on the surface it seems like brilliant, because right, you got a whole bunch of tools that are 20 volt, that's all, you know, all these little hand tools, and then you want to run you know, a table saw or a chop saw. You know, that's a whole different system, but I can have the same dang battery, and that's where I'm at. I just don't want 15 different types, and it just doesn't fit, and I forgot the charger for that one. So being able to flex across your big tools, your small tools, and have one charger. Well, I have two, so I can always just be jamming these guys, you know? So, but it's the same style, and flexing between the tools, dude, that's super smart. I don't know who came up with that, but... give him a high five for me, will you?
Yeah, man. That's a trick. Hey, Joey, I got to ask you, have you ever seen the video where the guy starts the diesel truck with a DeWalt battery and a couple forks? He's out in the middle of nowhere.
I haven't seen it,
media.
But I wouldn't doubt it, because I see all kind of crazy stuff with these
batteries.
Yeah,
man, they started a diesel truck with a DeWalt battery.
I think the fun part's when you see these people putting these Flex volts into little power wheels, and the kids doing a wheelie in a Jeep.
Yeah. May be doing that with my kiddos. right on, man. So obviously, I'd say DeWalt.com, right? People are thinking of tools, and they're looking at these new, is there an exclusive automotive side of DeWalt that they should be looking up? Where do you sit, everybody, look for these tools?
Yeah, you just go to DeWalt.com. It'll give you pretty much the whole, you know, layout of the products we offer, and it's more than just power tools. You know, DeWalt's got a huge history, and you know, from construction all the way into now the automotive sector. So items there available, you know, to look at, and DeWalt.com is the biggest place, best place to go.
Nice, man.
Anything you can tell us, maybe a little sneak peek of like new stuff that's coming? You mentioned some of the new battery stuff.
Well,
you guys still going to be developing more cool, you know, automotive space tools? I know you're always doing concrete and impact drivers, and every time I turn around, there's more, you know, construction type stuff, which is great. Are you guys still got some ideas brewing on automotive too?
Automotive focus, yes, definitely driving, not only just battery operated stuff, but also hand tools. And then on top of that, I guess it can cross both sectors now. Battery operated pressure washer. We've got one that's, I think it's 2100 PSI, or one's 1600, one's 2100 power washers. Runs on, you know, a flex volt battery. So you have the portability of taking a power washer slash and a pressure washer out to where you're actually working, as long as you have a water supply to use. Some other stuff, you'll be seeing a 3/4 inch version coming out sometime this year of Impact, which is going to be a beast. And then there's a few other tools, but not released for the press, has not given me the badge to say go. So
can I suggest a tool that you could maybe create down the road?
Absolutely.
Joey, here's my suggestion for a tool that should be battery operated, you can use the flex system on, that you guys, I think, would be rich and robust on the reward side of it, if you did a battery operated winch that is portable.
Ooh.
That you could take and hook to a trailer and hook to another side, you could unwheel, and you know, that has both eyelets that you can connect. Mm-hmm. Up a battery operated winch, I think it would be, I go four wheeling, those things come in super handy, do a lot of trailer stuff, super handy, a lot of just the need to move things. A battery operated winch, I think it would be legit, just throwing it out there.
I agree with that one. I've got one that you can hook your drill driver to and drive it, and it is the most handy thing ever. But if you had one that already had the motor in it, just like you said, all you got to do is click a battery on. You know, you're not fumbling around.
Oh, huge,
I got
man.
Two things I'm trying to do, huge. And hold the rope. Integrate it all in one. There you go.
I'll say this. We have a pretty extensive outdoor power equipment sector, so I think we might be able to put something in for you there.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Well, we got our 2 cents
good,
in,
man.
Willie.
No doubt. And more of our two cents on our show, which you can find airing weekends on the Motor Trend Network, so check your local listings. It's also available on Motor Trend Plus, which is a streaming format, a great way to find us. Thanks to our friend Joey from DeWalt. You guys check it out, DeWalt.com. Our producer Scoop, executive producer Bob Ecker. He is Kevin Bird, and I'm Willie B for the Two Guys Garage podcast.
Yeah, don't forget to check out our website too at twoguysgarage.com and share your thoughts with us. We're everywhere on social. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Guys Garage. The Two Guys Garage podcast, it's copyright 2024, Brenton Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Nice, man. Thanks for the time, Joey. That's all good stuff, man. I'm going to have to run out and get me some yellow.
It's too easy. Well, Joey, thanks for coming on the show, man. Appreciate having you. Keep us posted on the new stuff that's coming out when you're allowed to. We'll bring you back on. Hope you guys had fun talking tools. We'll see you on the next Two Guys Garage podcast.
Two Guys Garage Podcast is a production of Brenton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.